know, when you look at the Nuggets, I mean, I would say, like, a lot of casual NBA fans probably expect you to win this game tonight, but, you know, insiders know that they've been playing really well, and, you know, they've really kind of hit a stride. So, I mean, what do you guys expect tonight?
You know, they're a good team for sure with a lot of talent. They just beat Toronto, which everybody's been talking about, one of the hottest teams in the league. So they've been starting out quarters well, and when they do that, they usually win the game. So it's going to be on us. We talked about coming out with a lot of energy, playing with the same intensity, you know, not letting them get a rhythm and get a feel for the game. So hopefully we do that tonight.
What does Gallinari do well, and what challenges does he present?
He gets to the free throw line really well. I think he's top five in the league into the line, and you know, he's a lot bigger than you think he is. You know, he's 6'10", 6'11", whatever. Can put the ball on the floor, shoot it. He's just got a good, crafty feel of scoring the basketball, and he's also a good passer too. If you try to double team and things like that, so he's a good player.
People talk about the streak. Will it be nice when we get to a point as this team, when people are not talking about 3 and 4 games, and you guys can not have to deal with questions like this?
Yeah, you know, we're working towards that. I mean, we haven't done it at all this year, so that's why we're getting the questions. Tonight is going to be a game that we talked about earlier. They're a very good basketball team, and you know, we got to treat it just like we did the last game, coming out with a lot of intensity, a lot of energy. We got to get back in transition on this team.
As you make this push towards All-Star break, I mean, that is kind of one of the milestones in a season. Is it hard sometimes to keep focus? Is it something you have to work extra hard to do?
You know, I think it just is a mental grind, not necessarily just because there's All-Star break, but because we're 40-plus games in, almost 50 games in over there. That's a lot of basketball games, not counting preseason and training camp and all that. So the NBA is extremely mentally fatiguing, and, you know, that's something you got to continue to just turn the professional switch on and go to work every day.
Physical switch as well, especially when you've had injuries, it changes your minutes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and physical is a big part of it too. That's where it's nice to have home stretches. You get treatment, you get to sleep in your own bed. You know, you're coming to the practice facility, you're not in a hotel. So it's been nice to be here for a little bit of time. I know we're going to go back on the road in a little bit too, so it's my 6th year, so I'm well aware of the grind that the NBA is.
Considering you know, considering the numbers that you put up and, you know, what you did in overtime again, and considering it was against Jimmy Butler, is that kind of a watershed kind of game for you, or, you know, do you not look at it that way?
Yeah, I look at it as a good game that I had, a game that I helped my team win. I need to be consistent and play the same way tonight. So another chance for me to go out and help my team win tonight.
Is there something that you've noticed in this 3-game winning streak that your team's been doing differently? Is it, or is it just you guys are being healthier? What is it?
You know, we're playing a lot better defensively. I think that has a lot to do with our health and getting guys back. You know, we're sharp on offense. I think that's also has a lot to do with our defensive play. So it all starts with the defensive end. And tonight, like I said, it's going to be big to not let them get transition defense, make them play in against our half court. Usually teams have a lot tougher time. So that'll be a key tonight.